At the end of the first Aliyah of this week's Parsha, there's a series of four psukim that are a little hard to follow. Hashem tells Moshe, "Bo tabero paro melech Mitzrayim b'shalachs b'nei Yisrael meyatzo." Go tell Paro, right? Set the Jews free. And vaydaber Moshe l'fnei Hashem. Moshe says back to Hashem, "Hey b'nei Yisrael l'shamor elai ve'echish b'nei Paro v'ani aral sfasayim." Says, "But I just spoke to the Jews; they didn't listen to me, so." Call Shekane, Paro's not going to listen to me, and Melech, I have a speech impediment. Moshe says, I can't do it. So what does Hashem say back to him? He commands him regarding Bnei Yisrael and Paro to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. So it's a little peculiar here. Hashem told Moshe, go take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Moshe said, I can't, it's too hard. So Hashem told Moshe, okay, go take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Like, where's the answer to Moshe's objection? What's the Chiddush of Hashem here? How is he solving the problem Moshe brought up? So, Rav Hirsch here has an interesting comment. He says, the Chiddush is, you know, what's in this pasuk that wasn't in the previous round? Vaitzavim. Till now, Hashem was telling Moshe, okay, tell him, think about it, this, that. You know, when they think about things, okay, you can always think of a reason maybe it won't work and an objection and a complication. Finally, Hashem tells Moshe for the first time, Vaitzavim. He says, no, I'm commanding you. Meaning, the answer was, I know you can think of a million problems and a million chashos and a million things to be worried about, but just fulfill the commandment, just do the Ritzon Hashem, and don't worry about it, and stop thinking so much. That's the way Rav Hirsch reads the Parsha. But, a Rashi here, and many of the other Rishonim, read in a very straightforward way. The Chiddush is, not Vaitzavim, but that originally it says, Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe Leimor. And here it says, Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron. The Chiddush is not a new commandment. The Chiddush is a new person. Hashem told Moshe, and now Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron. Moshe said, it's too hard for me. They won't listen to me. I have a speech impediment. It's not going to work. So Hashem says, okay, so maybe you're right. Maybe it's too hard for you. Take Aaron with you, and together with teamwork, you can do it. Right? There are many things that are very hard to do, and sometimes the easiest way to overcome challenges is to get help from others. Teamwork is to cooperate. And enodom emerubinos in satora to muatinos in satora. However, I think there might be a third possibility, which is based on a Medrash Rashi quotes, which he says is not. He's not convinced that it's pshat in the pasuk. But Chazal wonder about the seemingly extra language in the pasuk. Vaitzavim el b'nei Yisrael v'el paro melech Mitzrayim, lotzias b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim. He commanded him, the pasuk shot is regarding b'nei Yisrael and regarding paro melech Mitzrayim, to take the Jews out of Egypt. So obviously, to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim is relevant to paro and the Jews. Who else would it be relevant to? So what are these extra words? Vaitzavim el b'nei Yisrael v'el paro melech Mitzrayim. So Chazal, in a number of Rishonim, quote here, the Medrash Chazal, the Merdayik from these extra words, that there was some additional element to the commandment. Besides the goal of take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, there was a tzivoy of how to relate to b'nei Yisrael, and how to relate to paro melech Mitzrayim. How to relate to b'nei Yisrael, Rash says, with savlanut, lisbolosam. To have patience for them. They're not going to listen. They're going to make trouble. They're not going to respond the way you think they should. Have patience with them. And how to relate to paro melech Mitzrayim? Not with patience here, but how do we relate to Paro Melech Mitzrayim? With kavod. After all, he's a king. He's an evil king, and he's a king who's going to get his comeuppance relatively soon, but nonetheless, he's still a king, and a king you have to relate to with kavod, as befits the dignity of a king. And that's what Chazal say, if the extra lashon, Vaitzavim el B'nei Yisrael, el Paro Melech Mitzrayim, treat B'nei Yisrael with patience, and treat Paro with the respect due to his office. I think maybe you could say that this answer perhaps kills two birds with one stone. Not only does the Medrash Chazal address the need for the extra lashon of Vaitzavim el B'nei Yisrael paro melech Mitzrayim, maybe to answer our original question also. Question is, what's the Chiddush of Hashem here? He just told Moshe do it. Moshe said, I can't. He tells him again, what's the Chiddush? Maybe that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is not who does it. The Chiddush is not how strongly you're commanded to do it. Certainly, there's no change in what the end goal is. The Chiddush is how to talk to people while you're doing it. Moshe says, I can't do it. Remember, Moshe's doubt was not, can Hashem take the Jews out of Egypt? No, Moshe, no, Hashem runs the whole world. He can do whatever he wants. Moshe's doubt was, what good does it mean for me to talk to anyone? If Hashem wants to run the world, he can run the world. What am I doing? No one's going to listen to me. I tried. The Jews didn't listen to me. I just told them to do the right thing, and they laughed at me. If the Jews didn't listen to me, the Goyim are going to listen to me. Hashem says to Moshe, you know what? It depends how you say it. It's very hard. You know, I mean, ultimately, look, you know, the job of a rabbi is often to tell people things that either they don't want to hear, or they're not ready to hear, or it's too challenging and ambitious for them to hear, just like Moshe in this parsha, and often people won't listen. And you say, okay, Hashem, you run the world. What am I doing here? How am I going to talk to anyone? They're not interested in hearing what I have to say. Hashem tells to Moshe, they are. You just need to know two things, how to talk to people. A, with patience, like Tzamim in Israel, and B, with respect, the El Paro Melech Mitzrayim. I know you're telling people things that it's hard for them to hear. I know they're not going to listen right away. I know they're going to be sensitive about what you have to tell them. But if you tell it to them with patience and with respect, then eventually they will listen to you and you will accomplish your goal. And maybe that's the Chiddush. Hashem told Moshe, go back and this time do it with patience and with respect. And you'll see, if you keep saying the truth, but you say it with patience and with respect, then eventually it will sink in and people will listen and we'll be able to accomplish the goal which Hashem sent us to accomplish. Shabbat Shalom.